of reality.
Uncle, I'm trying to rant.
If only we had time. The tape is rolling for everyone's favorite irresponsible pantheon in tonight's Olympic Shore.
Okay. All right. Sound guy, roll the tape before I stab something.
Yo! What's up, everyone? This is your boy Zeus, the Thunderclap. Joops! Coming at you straight from Olympic Shore. So, here's the deal, guys. Me and my sibs, Hera, Poseidon, Demeter, and Hades, just overdrew our wicked garbage dad and his Titan bros in this big, epic fight where you could totally see my hot pecs and washboard abs. But now Olympus is a AAA mess, so while it's getting fixed up, we're chilling in this wicked seaside pad that makes the old mountaintop look like your grandma's underdrawers. Can me and my sibs handle living together in such a tiny space? Guess we'll find out right here on Olympic Shore! So, we've been in the new house for about a week or so. Maybe a year. I'm not so good with time. Overall, things were going all right. But then one day, it's like the whole house lost its dang mind.
Hey, Zeus, you got a second?
I'm a little busy with this thing upstairs. Can you keep it quick?
Yeah, great. Okay, so something really weird's going on with the pool, bro. It's like this talking whirlpool there now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's talking to me and stuff, saying things like, I'm gonna eat you, and like, your soul is mine, and I hate chlorine. So I was wondering if we could, like, you know, get rid of the,
the whirlpool?
Not chlorine.
What?
Yeah, because he doesn't like the chlorine, right?
No, I get it. I just don't understand why. Hera! What gives?
There's a giant snake in the bathroom!
Oh, yeah, there's also a giant snake.
I just said that!
Yeah, no, I mean the one in the pool.
I thought you said it was a whirlpool.
There is. He's chilling with the snake. They're like friends and stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Hey. Hey, Demeter, what's up?
My garden has been deflowered.
Didn't realize you could do that to a garden.
Shut up, Zeus, for real. There is this man back there. No, he's not like a man. He's like a cow. Man? Cow, man. Anyway, I caught him messing with my melon. Shut up. I mean, he grabbed my melon. Fine. He ravaged my large. Okay. Point is, he stole some food and ran off into my hemp maze.
You got a hemp maze?
Hedge maze. Which is made of hemp.
All right. Joke's over. Very funny, guys. Ha ha.
Now Hades has a problem.
When does he not have a problem?
Who was it? Who's the god of jackasses?
What are you talking about?
Someone snuck into the basement last night and replaced Cerberus with a statue. And while I begrudgingly grant that the likeness is uncanny, if I don't get the real one back, I'm gonna bring all the dead philosophers up here and let them debate until you all learn how to hate thinking. Also, something's hissing down there now, so I'm guessing whoever did it knocked a pipe loose, too.
Oh, maybe it's another snake?
Or a vicious cow man.
Or a talking whirlpool.
Oh, stop it. That's it. I'm calling the experts.
Hey, everyone. Demeter here, baking in the journal room. Not literally, because that stupid cow man stole most of my... Never mind. It's not worth getting worked up about. Cows eat grass, right? It's perfectly natural, and I should be happy for the little monster. Yay! Anyway, Zeus called these guys to come in and take care of our growing pest problem.
I'll get it! Wow! Hello there, large, muscular gentleman, and also a lady. How can I, Hera, Queen of the Gods, by the way, how can I help you?
Greetings, madam. Is this 723 Titanicus Lane?
Yes, it is. Are you the guy Zeus called?
That's right, madam.
Please call me Hera.
I can't do that, madam. I'm way too well-mannered.
Wicked, sexy, and polite? Hey, Zeus! I'm gonna dump you again!
Oh, jeez, Hera, every week we do this. or maybe a year. I'm not so good with time.
So, what should I call you?
Allow us to introduce ourselves. I'm Odysseus.
I'm Atalanta.
And I am Orpheus.
And we are...
Quest Control!
Here for all your questing needs.
Well, that's awful convenient because I got this really important quest waiting right in my bedroom.
I'm a-crying out loud, Hera. Would you hurry up and let him in? I gotta use the bathroom.
I got this, dude. Yeah. Problem solved, huh? Problem not solved. Problem really not solved. So I tried cutting off its head, and now it's got like five.
That's a terrible sign.
Okay, I'm just gonna go back to the pool, and I'm gonna think about stuff for a while.
Mind if we step in, madam?
Oh, I don't know. Got anything to make it worth my while?
Yes. Well, we believe ridding your house of monsters might be worth it.
Ha 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 ha! Atalanta, smash things!
The gods will sing! The gods will sing of our glory and exploits this day.
Oh, sweetie, we're singing all right. Come on in.
Ah, Quest Control. Thanks for getting here so fast.
Well, hard for us not to rush, Sir Zeus. One, because we're too perfect to come late.
We're early, one trust.
And two, because you are the gods and technically everyone's boss.
Oh, yeah, we are. So let's start with the bathroom.
Basement.
Oh, Hades, you creep. You gotta stop popping out of nowhere like that.
I've been standing here in plain sight the entire time.
Okay, you know, Hades, how no one really wants you around and then subconsciously ignores you. So try putting yourself in our shoes for once.
Look, things are getting really weird downstairs. All the dead mortals are disappearing, but a lot more statues are showing up in their place. And again, the likenesses are uncanny.
No, bathroom comes first, because I gotta pee something fierce. And if I don't do it soon, we're gonna have an exploding bladder, possibly a eunuch situation here, you know what I'm saying?
Eunuch is not man, but is not woman. Atalanta gets confused.
Maybe someone could help you sort out all those confusing feelings.
Please let go of Atalanta.
Fine, but I call dibs after this.
Whatever. Okay, boys, let me just open up the door here and...
Wow. Ah, I see there's your problem. Looks like you folks got yourself a hydra.
A high what?
Well, a hydra, Loranian variety, pesky bastards. Tend to sneak in through the plumbing, mess with your garbage, eat your babies. Yeah, wouldn't be so bad if not for their nasty tendency to regrow their heads. Oh, all right, who saw it first?
Oh, I saw it first. I did. That was me. Do you need my help, Odysseus?
Just need to ask some questions, madam. Could you back up a bit? You're very intimidating.
I'm also very intimidating.
Hey, you know what? Never mind. We'll just go the traditional route. Atalanta!
Atalanta, punish puny snake!
Oh. Sheesh, sounds brutal in there.
Don't worry. Atalanta's the best. Oh, total professional.
Seven bad years.
Yeah, it gets a little overexcited sometimes.
Whoa! Ha ha
ha! 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 Atalanta, say room is clean!
Oh, finally I can... Hey, is the hydra's head sticking out from under the toilet with its mouth, like, wrapped around the bottom?
You're welcome.
Yeah, Hydras are a tricky bunch, Sir Zeus. You can cut off the extra heads and burn the stumps so they don't grow back, but the main head's immortal, so all you can do is bury it under something heavy, and on the plus side, you'll never have to worry about a septic tank again, because you'll just be flushing it
Defeat now the Hydra's mouth beneath the toilet sits. Forever open it awaits your piss and your
holy. Hey, get the point, Orpheus.
I'm certain. I fear I may have waxed a touch poetical there upon the end of that one.
Well, that came through loud and clear, thanks.
Wait, you said Atalanta burned the next stumps with what?
Ha ha! Atalanta found curling iron, now forever stained with Hydra blood!
And in other news, Hera needs a new curling iron.
What other monsters remain, Mr. Zeus?
Sorry, but like I said, I gotta go feed the Hydra. Oh, I hope that doesn't catch on. Hera, wanna go show in the pool?
What? But you said that—
Do I follow me, boys?
Don't think I don't see you ignoring me!
So, I walked these wicked hot mortals to the pool, and the whole way I'm thinking, Hera girl, their jaws are gonna drop when they see you in that new two-piece from Arachne's Secret. But then we got there, and well, I guess I was hoping Poseidon had made the whole whirlpool thing up. That's silly me.
Hey dudes, welcome to Poseidon's super awesome pool for cool people.
That's not what it's called, Poseidon.
Wait, no, it's not?
So this is Quest Control. They're here for the snake and for the whirlpool.
Oh, you mean for silly and crib death.
Oh, you named them.
Yeah, they're my friends.
And you went with silly and crib death.
Yeah, because it seemed to make the most sense. Like, look at that snake. That's a silly looking snake. Yeah, and I bet if you threw a crib in that whirlpool, that it would just totally kill it.
Wow, sweet mother of, okay, Poseidon, that's not what crib death means.
Should we get to work, ma'am?
Please get to work. Just promise me those names never leave the house.
I shall take a bit of artistic license in the recording.
Oh, you guys must be here to get rid of the chlorine. It's about time. Crib Death's been in like a wicked bad mood.
Right. Yeah. So it looks like we've got a level 7 sea serpent and a, what do you think, Atalanta? Class B maritime disturbance?
Atalanta say class A.
Okay, fair enough. Orpheus, I'll need the fishing pole. And a goat leg.
At once, old friend.
Oh, you happen to have those things, like, on you?
Good questers always prepared.
Right. I'll just hook this thing. And then swing it over the pool in a circular motion.
Oh, this is, like, a really weird way to get rid of chlorine.
Me. Here we are. Okay. Brave Orpheus lured the beast, whose name we shall call...
Silly!
No, Scylla. There it is. Across the water she did swim to us.
Crib death!
Nope, that's terrible. We'll say, Charybdis waiting more.
I thought my lyrics were better.
Wrong again.
All right, let's see if they take the bait. Whoa.
Okay, so what is this you're doing?
Okay, we call it the snake corkscrew snake screw maneuver. I lead the serpent against the flow of the whirlpool, and if I can get her moving fast enough, their conflicting momentums will cancel each other out and... Ta-da! The whirlpool's no more, and the serpent is dazed for easy removal.
Wait, what?
Atalanta ring, silly neck!
My god, you killed Silly and Crypteth. You bastards!
Okay. Poseidon, that's why we hired them.
But they were my friends!
Okay, stop. Stop it! This
Stop it! Stop it!
There is still a monster in Demeter's garden, so follow.
Why do we hurt the ones we love?
Demeter! Where is. Holy crap, look at all the smoke!
Oh, goodness, that fragrant.
Demeter, are you there? Are you okay?
Over here, Hera. Don't worry about me. I'm just using up the old stash before the cowman takes it all away.
With all due respect, madam, what stash?
Where did my garden go?
Yeah, it looks like you smoked it all.
I forgot. It might be because, you guys, it might be because we smoked my garden.
You smoked your garden.
We?
Behold, my fellow questers, the Minotaur lies at our very feet, stoned beyond all reason.
Yeah. He tried to keep up, bless his little cow heart. I think the cowman is a lightweight. Oh, man. Lightweight.
Me. Okay, we came to slay the Minotaur, only to find it moaning. Our swords and effortly meaningless. Behold, it died of stoning. Fun, you see.
Well, I guess that's all the monsters then.
No! There's still at least one abomination in this house.
Yeah, and he keeps following us around and scaring us randomly.
Wow, Hera, that was so funny. I would have forgotten to laugh if I was still capable of it.
Hey, Hades is right.
What?
Wow, someone just acknowledged my struggle.
Shut up, Hades. Nobody ever means you. I'm talking about the monster that locked me out of my womb.
What?
That's right. Everyone was so busy bitching about their problems, they didn't let me voice mine. I demand respect and attention, and I just feel like you guys never ever give me a chance because I'm a good leader. And I just wanna like tell you guys how I feel.
We're all right here.
And still on the clock, Sir Zeus.
Yeah, there's really no reason to be quite so upset.
Atalanta think man-child should calm down.
Oh, right. Follow me. All right. Here it is, folks. The worst monster in the house.
What the what? What is that?
You may call me the Sphinx.
Oh, you're a Sphinx, huh?
No, not a Sphinx. The Sphinx.
Okay, because it looks like you're a bird woman.
Technically also part lion, madam.
I only care about the bird part because apparently feather boobs are what gets Zeus goose cooking. Am I right, Zeus?
Oh, come on, Hera. That swan thing happened like a year ago. Or maybe a week. I am not so good with time. Oh, whatever, I don't know this lion chick thing.
The sky god speaks true. I have come to challenge minds, not loins.
Oh, for some people in the room, that's the same thing.
Heed my words, mortals and immortals also. If ever the sky god wishes to see his precious room again, one of you must answer my riddle.
Dang it, there go my thunderbolts falling off the shelf again.
Let's hold on. The Sphinx thing wants you to answer a riddle.
Yeah, but it's wicked hard, though.
Okay, so have Quest Control do it. They're right here. Is that, what's the problem?
Quest Control not comfortable with riddles.
Bit of an unspoken company policy, madam. We've lost many good questers to riddles.
It's very tricky, you understand? Like double meanings and vaguely worded premises.
So you're not even willing to try it?
I mean, we can?
That's good, because, so okay, Sphinx, ask away.
Very well. Here is my riddle!
Oh, and there go my other thunderbolts. I really need to get in there before they start a fire.
What animal walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the day, and three legs at night?
Yeah, easy. It's immortal.
See? I told you guys, impossible.
I just said it's immortal.
Yeah, wow, that's a toughie.
Simply must be a trick question.
Atalanta brain hurt.
Are you all just ignoring me out of spite
hey,
at this point?
Quiet, Hades, we're trying to think here.
But it's immortal.
The Sphinx may be clever, but it is certainly not immortal.
Ah!
Wait, she's not immortal?
Nope.
I can't emphasize enough how much I hate you all right now.
Okay. So, if the Sphinx is not immortal, why don't you just kill her?
Sorry, what?
Never thought of it that way. What do you think, fellow questers?
Whoa, everyone just chill for a second.
You know, I suppose we could just go with a sort of standard decapitation.
Okay. Fun time's over. That creepy god over there got it right anyway, so how about I just...
Atalantamog, yes, to choppy chop chop time!
But you got it right. You answered the riddle. Are none of you hearing me?
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Well, it's settled then. Swords out!
Oh, gods!
For glory!
For honor!
For cash!
Quest control! Ho!
So, there you have it. I might have been skeptical at first, but Quest Control came through for us, and we were finally able to clear our house of monsters. Totally, completely, monster-free.
Does nobody care the entire underworld is statues now?
Which is just the way we like it, living on.